This programming is sponsored by Metro. Introducing Metro Downtown Direct, helping riders get home for the holidays with nonstop service between downtown and Bush Intercontinental Airport. Details at ridemetro.org/500.
Live from News 88.7 in Houston, I'm Gayle DeLauder. Airbnb and Vrbo properties in Galveston are facing stricter regulations now that Galveston City Council has approved a new ordinance. The new measure gives property owners a three-strike rule. News 88.7's Juliana Washburn has more.
The ordinance says if three violations such as trash disposal or noise issues occur at the property within 12 months, the short-term rental license could be revoked. Council members chose to omit a requirement for property owners to have a parking plan. Assistant City Attorney Sochi Vandiver Gaskin says it would be hard to enforce.
It would be difficult to differentiate between the guests of a short-term rental or, say, residents having people over. And I don't know that we necessarily want the city marshals to go around knocking on doors demanding to know whose cars or whose.
The vote comes as the island is grappled with problems caused by the rapid growth of short-term rentals. From the Galveston County Bureau, I'm Juliana Washburn, News 88.7.
A Texas judge will let Attorney General Ken Paxton argue that Harris County's longtime misdemeanor bail reform program is against state law. News 88.7 Sarah Gruno looks at what's ahead.
The decree stems from a 2016 class action lawsuit filed by Miranda Lynn O'Donnell, who argued that Houston area defendants charged with low-level crimes were penalized for being unable to afford cash bail. The case found violations of defendants' constitutional rights. Though U.S. District Court Judge Lee Rosenthal is giving Paxton the opportunity to argue his case, she recognized reports about the O'Donnell consent decree that showed a multi-million dollar cost savings to Harris County and much needed relief on the county's overcrowded jail.
There's a six-month discovery period until June of next year, and that's followed by a hearing in August. The Rockets take on the Portland Trail Blazers tonight in the NBA Cup tournament. Tip-off at Toyota Center is at 7. Clear skies expected this evening. Overnight low around 64. Patchy fog expected early tomorrow. I'm Gayle DeLauder, News 88.7.